It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
What do you do when you think that your husband is hiding something? My suggestion has always been daily full body cavity searches. What is he hiding in there? Is he hiding in there? That's the question. And Kendall thinks that her husband is hiding something, so I'm assuming she wants advice on what sort of latex glove to use in her full body search. Is that right, Kendall?
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Kendall's like, I'm married. Nobody's getting that much action, all right, Jubal?
I've got some great advice for you. You say you think your husband's hiding something, like in his body or something else.
Oh, come on.
Well, look, I hope it's not in his body, but he's definitely hiding something in his pants, something from me, and I want to know what it is.
It sounds already to me like you could be a very persuasive woman and get it out of him. You've tried?
No, I haven't tried because I'm really not sure how to approach it. I mean, I've always trusted him and haven't had to be that woman, you know? I don't want to be that woman.
So this is almost a trust issue, too, on top of everything else.
Well, it definitely is because I feel like he's hiding something, but I've never had trust issues, and now I don't know what to do.
What do you think that he's hiding?
I just know that he comes home from work every day at the same time for the last 6 years we've been married. Tells me he gets off at 5:30, comes home by 6. Mm-hmm. We don't live that far from the job. And recently I called him at work at 5, and the lady at the desk told me that he's always gone by 4:30.
What? He's always gone by 4:30.
Yes. The other day I called him at work, and I usually don't do that because his cell phone is always on.
Yeah.
But I needed something, and this time I called, and his cell phone went straight to voicemail, which was unusual. So I called the office, and the secretary told me that he wasn't there. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know why she wanted to give me all of the information about, oh, he's usually gone by 4:30, I guess because I'm the wife. But
right. So wait, did you say to the secretary, like, do you mean like every once in a while or you mean every day?
I asked her, I'm like, you mean every day? She was just like, yeah, he's gone by 4:30 because it was 5:00 then and they were actually closing. So I'm thinking he's there until 5:30, but the office closes at 5.
What?
So she said that he's always gone at 4:30, and then he's home at what time, around 6:30?
Six. He's usually home at 6.
So there's an extra hour in there that's unaccounted for, right?
Yes. So I don't know if he's like has a drinking problem and he just needs to go and drink liquor, you know?
Does he seem like he's liquored up when he gets home? I mean, you can kind of tell probably by his breath. And
no, I mean, he's always seems pretty normal to me. I don't know if that's what's happening. I don't know. I cannot imagine what he could be doing for that. I guess that's why I'm more.
Yeah. Because your mind automatically goes to like, oh, he's having an affair, right? That's... Like he's every day he's meeting the same woman.
Yeah, I don't know why he would need to lie to me.
Okay.
Right, because if anybody needs to lie about where they are, they're not doing something right.
Exactly.
So you just found out that your husband has been leaving work an hour early for 6 years, and you don't know where he's going, your mind has to be going crazy with all types of different scenarios, right?
I'm going crazy. I mean, like, do you have another job trying to save up for a big gift for me or vacation? No, I don't.
Have you thought of maybe he's taking trapeze classes behind your back because he wants to join the Cirque du Soleil?
You know, he's not that flexible.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's normally what people do, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And you can tell by how flexible they are. So that was going to be my next question. So we know it's not the Cirque.
What could you be doing at 4:30 in the afternoon every day? Like, there's not a ton of options.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that it could be a good thing. Maybe, like, going to the gym. I mean, his body's already nice, so I couldn't really tell. But I don't know.
And why would he lie about that? Like, why wouldn't he just tell you that he's going to the gym
right?
every day?
I don't know. Okay, it's not that. I don't know.
I feel like it's got to be either he's doing something wrong or he's doing something he's embarrassed of.
I don't want to think the worst, but I can't help it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry.
Playing trash bag nights at the round table with his buddies.
What is that?
It's where you put on trash bags like they're suits of armor and then you guys joust and fight with swords.
That he should keep a secret. If he was doing that, he should tell no one.
He should definitely keep that a secret. But okay. I'm not judging him. I mean, I'm not like that. So,
have you guys ever had any other trust issues in your relationship?
No. I mean, that's why it's so crazy. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. We'll play a song, come back, give you some advice, and then you can call him and ask him what he's been doing in your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Hang on. I don't want to...
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Kendall?
Yes?
We're about to make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Your concern is that your husband has been leaving work early for years, and you don't know what he's been doing with his time until he gets home.
Right.
Have you thought about hiring the services of Jubal Flag Private Investigator?
No.
Oh, no, that would be terrible.
You ever thought about it?
No,
I haven't thought about it.
Not a lot of people know this, but I have my own private investigation company.
Oh, do you?
You do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And we're looking for our first client, Kendall.
Oh, okay, well, we'll see how this goes.
Okay, so you're not interested in that. Have you thought about getting a job where he works? That way you can keep an eye on him every day.
Jubal, why not just ask him what he's doing?
I think I should just ask, but yes. I just don't know what to say.
God, I don't. Have you tried any other methods? I mean, not as extreme as what Jubal was suggesting, but like seeing where he was via GPS on his phone or.
I mean, I might have to now because I have a reason.
He should answer you honestly. He's your husband.
Yeah, I think you just need to ask him outright.
Yeah, just tell him that you had to call the other day and the receptionist said that, he always leaves at 4:30. Then just go, so why are you lying to me? Get your stuff. Get out of the house.
No, Jubal.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation, and I'm being a little crazy, and I apologize, but could you just,
I don't think that's a good idea to apologize.
Okay, don't apologize. But have him give you peace of mind, man. Yeah. I mean, like, he would be freaking out if the tables were turned.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah, that's a lot better way to do it than what I had in mind.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the call for you then. I'm going to dial his phone number, and then you can talk to your husband and ask him where he's been.
Okay.
All right.
You got this, Kendall.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
How's your day going?
Oh, it's good. Going really well. How's your day going?
It's going okay. I just wanted to call you and chat with you about something.
Is everything okay? Well, like, you normally call.
No, not really. I want some love.
I love you.
No, I love you.
I'll leave work right now and come home and love you.
That's nice. No, you just come home when you usually do.
You think it'll be nice, but it might be a little rough. I've been really missing.
Stop.
You.
Stop it.
Come on, baby.
Stop. I really need to talk to you. Oh, my God. Please, babe. I need to talk.
Don't make me feel like this in the office.
Look. Stop it. You play too much. I really need to have a serious conversation.
Damn, okay? I love when you scream.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. I'm just going to put it out there. What is going on? I need to know what you're doing with your time after work.
What are you talking about, baby?
Sam, I called you the other day. Your cell phone went to voicemail. So I called the office, and the receptionist said that you were gone at 4:30. It was 5 o'clock. They said you leave at 4:30 every day. You've been telling me for 6 years that you get off at 5:30. What are you doing?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what the reception is talking about.
So you're just going to lie to me? Why would she say that if it weren't true? Hmm? You come home at 6 o'clock every day, and you say
baby,
you're off at
5:30. Baby, you've known me for 6 years. I'm not going
I'm not really sure. I need some more answers.
I'm not at some strip club. What are you talking about?
Why would you bring up a strip club if that's not where you were? Are you going to the strip club?
I wouldn't do that. I love
you. So then what are you doing? What are you doing between 4:30 and 5:30? I mean, what are you doing?
It is not a big deal,
yes,
Kendall.
Yes, it is a big deal, Sam.
Kendall.
What are you doing? Are you going to the bar? What are you doing? This is not a joke, Sam. I think you know me well enough to know when I'm upset.
Baby,
so just tell me what you've been doing. What?
I've been going to eat, okay?
What?
I've been going out to eat at restaurants. I didn't want to tell you. You work
Why?
So hard.
Why would you need to go to a restaurant? Are you meeting people there? Are you meeting women?
Baby, I'm not meeting women at restaurants.
Well, are you meeting men? Who are you meeting?
I'm not meeting men at restaurants. What's wrong, baby?
Why? Why would you do that?
Because the food. The food.
What do you mean the food? I make you dinner every night. Why would you need to go to a restaurant?
But I didn't know how to tell you. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't like your cooking that much.
What?
I don't like it. What was that?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah.
Kendall.
The radio show?
I'm on a radio. Kendall, what's going on?
I can tell you if you want to know.
But Kendall's still there, too, though, just so you know.
Yeah,
I don't care who tells me what the f*** is going on. Somebody needs to tell me what the f*** is going on. Who's this? Okay.
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. Kendall, your wife, has been wondering where you've been at after work because she found out the other day that you leave every day at 4:30 and you don't get home till about 6 o'clock. So she wanted to call you and ask you about it. And I guess we know now where you've been going.
Really? Are you serious? Kendall.
Yes.
You have me on the radio?
I didn't know how to ask you, okay?
You didn't know how to ask me. Like, I would never want to embarrass you like that and talk about your cooking sucked on the radio.
Oh, wow. But
you didn't use the word suck until just now.
Okay.
So you know, Sam.
I mean,
Now it sucks. You didn't say that before?
Kendall, this is not about this. It's about you having me on the radio.
Oh, no. It's really about you lying to me for 6 years.
Do you hear them laughing? Kendall, why are we on the radio?
I don't know why you're so mad. I really can't. I can't even imagine why you would be so upset. You lied. You lied to me for 6 years, and now all of a sudden you're so mad.
I cannot.
Shut up. Shut up. You are embarrassing yourself. Okay? Shut up. I just want to know why you haven't said anything to me about my cooking. Hello?
Can I talk now?
Yes.
I knew I couldn't tell you because if I told you, you would have gotten upset with me like you just did just now. So I can't talk to you about those things.
Oh, I'm only upset because you're a liar, not because you're honest about not liking my cooking.
Yeah.
A lie for your good. I was poisoning myself.
No, because first of all, let's just go right to the fact that I can cook, okay? That is not funny.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you know.
My mother taught me how to cook. I know how to cook. Okay?
Oh, that's a whole other story.
Oh.
So you don't like my cooking. Let me just get this straight. You don't like my cooking, so you leave work early every day so you can eat something different, so you can have some good food.
Yeah. It's like my first dinner, and I have first dinner that way, and then I have my second dinner with you.
What?
I have double dinner every day. It's actually pretty great.
Sound pretty great, actually.
No!
Double dinner.
That's not great at all. I am so mad at Sam right now, and it has nothing to do with you insulting Kendall's cooking.
It's DD, double dinner.
You listen to me. Listen, you have a woman who's actually willing to cook for you every day, and then you're not man enough to be honest about whether or not you like it. A, you could go home and cook for yourself if you really didn't like it that much. And B, I don't know why you think that she would enjoy cooking for you so much that she would rather spend all that time doing that than just hear, hey, I don't want to eat it.
Well,
I appreciate that she cooks for me. That's why I go home and I do eat it. When I go to the restaurants, it's not like I'm eating a full meal. I mean, sometimes I only get appetizers or, you know.
Oh, my food is good.
It's done. I mean, it's fine, you know. You cooked it to completion, but it's not coconut shrimp. I mean, the flavor, I don't know. It's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're getting quiet. I'm hurting your feelings. That's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know what that okay means. That when you get quiet like that, I'm hurting your feelings.
Yeah, you are. It's not coconut shrimp. It's no flavor.
The food is done. You cook it. You cook.
It's cooked to completion. I mean, Sam, really? Really?
I ate most of it. I mean,
I think that you should just reverse these roles and you cook every day since your cooking is so much better than mine.
Yes.
Or what we could do, we could have, like, invite some people over and have a cook-off because I'm sure they would choose my food over you.
Or we could both do DD, double dinner, and we can eat together for our first dinner.
and we can cook together for a second.
That's kind of nice. Some quality time together.
Romantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure I'm down for the D.
I don't think this is a bad thing for you, okay? I think that this just means you don't ever have to cook for him again.
You know what? Let's just go back to what you said. This Saturday, we're going to invite all our friends over. We're going to have a cook-off. Mm-hmm. And how about this? Oh. Winner of the cook-off?
He's like, gets to cook, but then if I win, that sucks.
No. How about the person that loses take cooking classes?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Of the winner's right. choice.
I'm
of the winner's
that.
Choice.
That's actually a good idea.
I'm down with that. Cool.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
All right, a cook-off to see which one of you is the worst cook and which one has to go to cooking classes.
It's like that TV show.
I love it. This is a good ending to the Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, makes sense.
I hope you're ready for Saturday.
I hope you're ready for cooking classes.
I love you, Kendall.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Yeah.